For more on the legacy of NAFTA, both in Mexico and in the U.S., let's talk more with UC Berkeley professor and NAFTA expert Harley Shaken.
A prosperous Mexico fueled by trade is clearly in the interest of Mexicans, but it's also very much potentially in the interest of those in the United States. So a closer economic integration where Mexican development becomes a U.S. concern and the other way around would be an important dimension, but also addressing in a positive way the issue of labor and environmental standards in Mexico would be critical. That wouldn't be superimposing our standards on Mexico, but ensuring certain basic principles are met. And what that does is it creates a less unequal Mexico. If workers can form unions, can bargain collectively, it would result in a more equal income distribution, but also the flip side of higher wages. With the very high productivity that's been achieved in Mexico is higher purchasing power. That would allow Mexican workers, Mexican families to purchase more of the goods they make, expanding trade and benefiting both countries.
And so what specific kinds of recommendations would you make?
Well, there's a lot of recommendations I might make, but NAFTA really isn't on the political agenda right now in either country. But the recommendations, are worth making nonetheless. First, to revisit the issue of labor and environmental standards in all three countries in a way that would spur trade going down the line, not retarding trade. Trade can bring real benefits to everybody, but it becomes more of a zero-sum game if you have the wrong rules of the game. So I think revisiting the trading relationship, strengthening the integration, and seeking as the standard that ordinary people in all three countries benefit would be a very worthy goal going forward and for the next president.
So speaking of the next president, we're in the middle of a presidential campaign where a lot of the debates anyway have focused on foreign policy, and yet this is not an issue at all. What do you think of that?
I suspect both sides are steering clear. President Obama, I think, has done some very important things in terms of understanding labor standards, understanding the importance of environmental standards. I think in a second term, he could well be open to doing more in both areas. These are not restrictions to trade, as are often portrayed, but rather what strengthens trade benefiting people, and more to the point, what strengthens economies themselves. What is, I think, remarkable and needs to be emphasized very strongly is Mexico and the United States are in this together. We share a 2,000-mile border, an extraordinary history. We share people. We share cultures. We share a lot. And it's in all our interest to see an economic relationship that strengthens well-being on both sides of the border, especially in the environmental area.
Is there any one of these three countries that has benefited the most or not from NAFTA? And what's your report card on it nearly 20 years later?
Nearly 20 years later, I think it's critical to look forward, but not to forget the past. My view of NAFTA, in two words, is squandered opportunity. Trade can benefit us all and benefit us in important ways. There have been gains from that trade, but not commensurate with the 4.5-fold increase in trade between the U.S. and Mexico. Within that framework, each country has benefited in some ways, but lost in important ways that were not necessary. That's not trade speaking. That's the rules of the game of this agreement not living up to their potential.